Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Last night, Speaker Mike Johnson and Republicans in the House pushed through a budget blueprint.
A lot of work yet to be done, but we're going to celebrate tonight, and we'll roll up our sleeves and get right back at it in the morning.
The House passed what President Trump calls the blueprint for his big, beautiful bill. $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts. Democrats like New Mexico's Melanie Stansbury say it's a power play by the president.
This is not a budget resolution. This is a blueprint for suffering, or as Elon Musk put it over the weekend, the spoils of war.
GOP leaders insist Medicaid is not specifically listed in the initial 60-page budget framework, which is true. Johnson and his leadership team also told lawmakers they would have plenty of time to debate the details as they shape out the final package. This is 88-year-old Pope Francis's 12th day in the hospital. The AP's Tricia Thomas is in Rome.
Pope Francis is still here at Gemelli Hospital. The 88-year-old Pope is battling pneumonia in both his lungs. The Vatican said today that he is actually sitting up in an armchair getting his drug treatment. The Pope has been receiving oxygen through two tubes in his nose, and doctors have done a second CAT scan, and they're hoping to give us results later today.
The dean of the College of Cardinals is designated to lead the Vatican's prayer vigil at St. Peter's Square tonight, thrusting a key figure in a future possible conclave into the spotlight. A court in Bosnia sentenced pro-Russian Bosnian Serb President Milorad Dodik to 1 year in prison and banned him from engaging in politics for 6 years because of his separatist actions. Hamas says it will return the bodies of four dead Israeli hostages tomorrow in exchange for Israel's release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners just days before the first phase of the ceasefire between the parties is to expire. This is AP News. Scan the night sky and you might see a planetary parade.
Planets appear in a roughly line-like position across the sky.
Dara Patel at Britain's National Space Center.
When we look towards the more western part of the sky, after sunset, probably around 6-7 o'clock, we'll see planets like Venus, Saturn, and even Neptune that may be visible. But if we look towards the other part of the sky at roughly the same time too, we'll see Jupiter and Uranus and then Mars even further over to the east.
Patel adds.
So what's awesome about trying to look for planets in the sky is that actually quite a few of them are visible to the naked eye. So you don't need any tools, no binoculars or telescopes. So if you want to look for the naked eye planets, as we call them, then Venus and Saturn over in the western part of the sky, they'll be visible to the eye. And then you should be able to spot Jupiter and Mars further over to the east. Venus and Jupiter typically are the brightest.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
More than 20 federal employees have resigned from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency over concerns about what Musk is trying to accomplish. In a joint resignation letter, 21 federal technology staffers say they refuse to use their technical expertise to dismantle critical public services or legitimize DOGE's actions. They include engineers, data scientists, and product managers, and warn many others Musk has enlisted for his tech-driven purge of the federal workforce are political ideologues with neither the skills nor experience for the job. The mass resignation comes as DOGE's efforts face a flurry of legal challenges. Even so, President Trump says he backs Musk, and earlier today,
you ought to be standing up and applauding that, and we all do.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Musk's team is doing what Congress has failed to do for years, slash the government. But the Trump administration's own data shows nearly 40% of the federal contracts DOGE claims to have canceled are not expected to save the government any money. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hands off our health care!
Unions and organizations representing hundreds of thousands of workers in higher education and medical research rallied outside Health and Human Services in Washington Tuesday. They say the Trump administration's cutting of federal funding in public health is cruel. Todd Wilson is president of the American Association of University Professors.
The future of medicine is now being dictated by men who see human life
as expendable.
But members of the Doge caucus say their investigation has found waste, such as states hoarding COVID money and a loophole that makes it possible for the wealthy to receive welfare. Virginia Republican Congressman Ben Klein.
States are ignoring federal income and asset limits when they hand out benefits. So they're handing out benefits to individuals who own vacation homes, boats, RVs.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Ralph Norman says Elon Musk and his Doge team are not for cutting anything, but for finding waste, fraud, and abuse. Donna Warder, Washington.
A freshman congressman is trying to protect veterans whose jobs are endangered by the wave of mass firings by the Trump administration. Representative Derek Tran is a Democrat representing parts of Orange County, California, an Army veteran and former employment lawyer. He's introduced a bill that would require that any veterans terminated without reason from the federal government since the start of President Donald Trump's term be reinstated. It would also require federal agencies to submit reports to Congress on the veteran dismissals and provide justifications for their actions. Data from the House Appropriations Committee finds veterans make up about 6,000 of the 38,000 federal employees DOGE has fired since the start of President Trump's term. They sacrificed so much to protect our country and defend our freedom, Tran told the Associated Press, and now they've been kicked to the curb. The lawmaker says he'd welcome a Republican co-sponsor, but the bill's unlikely to make it through the House. It's the latest legislative response to the turmoil rippling across federal agencies. Jennifer King, Washington.
A federal judge has given the Trump administration less than 2 days to release billions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid. The judge says the administration has given no sign of complying with his nearly two-week-old court order to ease its funding freeze. It's the second time a judge has found that the Trump administration has not followed a court order. The nonprofits involved in the lawsuit say that the administration has stiffed them on billions of dollars in money already owed. The cutoff followed an executive order by President Donald Trump targeting what he says are wasteful programs that do not correspond to his foreign policy goals. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge in Seattle is blocking President Donald Trump's freeze on the refugee admission system in the U.S. U.S. District Judge Jamal Whitehead, a 2023 Biden appointee, says although the president has broad authority over who comes into the country, he cannot nullify a law passed by Congress that established the program. Individual refugees who are trying to resettle in the U.S. and major refugee aid groups filed suit, with the groups arguing that they had to lay off staff because the administration froze funding for processing refugee applications overseas, as well as support like short-term rental assistance in the U.S. A Justice Department lawyer indicated to the judge that the government might quickly appeal. I'm Donna Warder.
Some states with Democratic governors are welcoming recently laid off federal workers to apply for local jobs. New York Governor Kathy Hochul promoting an online portal.
The federal government might say you're fired, but here in New York, we say you're hired. In fact, we love federal workers. Whatever your skills, we value public service.
Hochul did not make clear if federal workers would get a leg up, but Hawaii says it has an expedited hiring process, fast-tracking qualified candidates laid off from federal jobs or cut because of a loss of federal funding. And New Mexico says it has a dedicated resource page to connect federal workers who lost their jobs with immediate opportunities. I'm Julie Walker.
Three senior Ukrainian officials say Kyiv and Washington have agreed on the outlines of a broad economic deal. The deal would include exploitation of Ukraine's rare earth minerals. One official says the hope is signing the deal would ensure U.S. military aid keeps flowing. President Trump has said he wants access to the minerals, which include lithium and titanium. China is the world's biggest rare earth element producer, and the U.S. and Europe have been trying to reduce dependence on Beijing. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Award-winning singer-musician Rhiann Giddens, heard here performing Mountain Hymn.
You tried your best, now it's time to rest.
Becomes the latest artist to call off an appearance at the Kennedy Center, which gets government money and private donations. It's been in upheaval since President Trump's takeover as part of his campaign against woke culture. The singer's event moved to a different D.C. venue. Trump forced out the Kennedy Center's leadership and was elected chair. Actor Issa Rae, author Louise Penny, and the rock band Low Cut Connie also canceled events. Singer-songwriter Victoria Clark didn't cancel, but wore an anti-Trump t-shirt on stage. President Trump's new deputy FBI director, popular right-wing podcaster Dan Bongino, has made many public comments about the agency and criticized agents. He wants sweeping changes, including firing FBI agents who investigated Trump and redirecting investigations away from domestic extremism. On his Dan Bongino show on Rumble, he told critics,
"You don't understand how a guy like me who discusses partisan content in an opinion show can go and do a unquestionably nonpartisan job. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Have you seen what I did before I came here?"
The 50-year-old was a Secret Service agent for Presidents Bush and Obama, then left to run for office but lost. As a kid, he wanted to be an FBI agent but became an NYPD officer. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court has thrown out Oklahoma inmate Richard Glossop's murder conviction and death sentence. Glossop was convicted and sentenced to death in the 1997 killing in Oklahoma City of his former boss, motel owner Barry Van Treese. Prosecutors say it was a murder-for-hire scheme. The justices heard arguments in October, and both lawyers for Glossop and the state argue the conviction and death sentence should be overturned because he did not get a fair trial. Glossop has always maintained his innocence. His wife, Leah Roger, told the AP in 2022, Glossop has survived execution before.
"The one thing he's really taken away from that is don't take anything for granted. Don't leave things undone, unsaid. Don't count on there being a tomorrow. Really live in the moment."
The justices found prosecutors did not turn over evidence that might have bolstered Glossop's defense. The victim's relatives told the high court they want to see Glossop executed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport were forced to make the plane climb suddenly to avoid another aircraft crossing the runway.
Southwest 2504 going around.
2504, Roger, that's climbing 3,000.
Airport webcam video shows Southwest Flight 2504 appear to briefly touch down before its nose was abruptly pulled up as the second plane is seen on the runway. Audio recording of communication between the crew and air traffic control captures the pilot asking,
"Tower Southwest 2504, how'd that happen?"
The flight safely landed after the crew performed a precautionary go-around to avoid a possible conflict with another aircraft that entered the runway. The Federal Aviation Administration says the second plane, a business jet, entered the runway without authorization. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into it. Audio courtesy of liveatc.net. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Lisa Jeanine Finley is pleading guilty in federal court in Memphis to concocting a scheme to defraud Elvis Presley's family out of his Graceland mansion. Prosecutors say the Missouri woman claimed that Lisa Marie Presley borrowed $3.8 million from a bogus private lender and pledged Graceland as collateral for the loan before she died in January 2023. Prosecutors say Finley threatened to sell Graceland to the highest bidder if Elvis's family didn't pay a $2.85 million settlement. Finley even published a fake foreclosure notice in a Memphis newspaper announcing the auction of Graceland in May 2024. A judge stopped the sale after Lisa Marie's daughter sued. Finley is pleading guilty to mail fraud and will be sentenced at a later date. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell further from records on Tuesday as worries worsen among U.S. consumers about inflation and tariffs. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% for its fourth straight drop after setting an all-time high last week. The Nasdaq shed 1.4% as Nvidia, Tesla, and other high-growth stocks fell. A slight majority of U.S. stocks nevertheless rose, including Home Depot after its latest profit report. That helped push the Dow Jones Industrial Average 0.4% higher. Treasury yields sank as investors looked for something safer to own. Bitcoin's price also fell sharply. Damian Troisi, New York.
A closely watched index of U.S. consumer confidence plummeted in February, sinking from 105.3 to 98.3. That's according to Tuesday's report from the Conference Board, a business research group. Wall Street markets tumbled on the news, which was well below economists' projections and the biggest drop since 2021. Respondents to the board's survey are concerned about inflation and made more mentions of trade and tariffs. Short-term expectations on income, business, and jobs also fell by 9.3 points to 72.9. A reading under 80 can signal a potential recession. The board says consumers are becoming more pessimistic about future income and business conditions. Jennifer King, Washington.
Home improvement demand helped construct solid financial results for Home Depot. The company said that sales at stores open at least a year rose 0.8%. The measure is a key indicator of a retailer's health. It surprised Wall Street, where analysts expected the company to report a 1.5% drop. It is the first increase since January of 2023. Home Depot expects its key sales measure to rise 1% in 2025. Home improvement retailers like Home Depot have contended with homeowners putting off bigger projects. That's because of higher borrowing costs and lingering concerns about inflation. The industry will likely continue to face a housing market hampered by high interest rates and high home prices. Damian Troisi, New York.
Luka Doncic had the last laugh in his first game against his former team since his stunning trade to Los Angeles. Doncic logged a triple-double with 19 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists, helping the Lakers beat the Mavericks 107-99 in L.A.
It was just a lot of emotions, not much sleep, but just, I can't even explain what. It was a different game.
Anthony Davis received an ovation in his return to L.A., which traded him for Doncic in the February 2nd deal. Davis remained sidelined with a left adductor strain. LeBron James led the Lakers with 27 points. Kyrie Irving scored a game-high 35 for Dallas. Diana Taurasi is retiring after 20 seasons with the Phoenix Mercury, ending one of the greatest careers in women's basketball history. The WNBA's career scoring leader and a three-time league champion, Taurasi announced her retirement on Tuesday in an interview with Time magazine. The 42-year-old won her sixth Olympic gold medal at the Paris Games and finishes her WNBA career with 10,646 points. She led UConn to three consecutive national titles and was selected number one overall in the 2004 WNBA draft. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta considers the mounting allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior against kicker Justin Tucker, quote, serious and, quote, concerning. He said Tuesday the team will let the NFL's investigation play out before determining how to move forward. The Baltimore Banner reported that 16 massage therapists in the Baltimore area have accused Tucker of inappropriate behavior. DaCosta says he has met with Tucker but declined to provide specifics of the conversation. The Ravens have instituted a zero-tolerance policy, but DaCosta says the team will apply that policy on a case-by-case basis. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni pushed back against the Packers' proposal to ban the tush-push play Philadelphia has used so successfully at the goal line and in short-yarded situations, including in their victory over the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59.
I almost feel a little insulted because we worked so hard at that play. The amount of things that we've looked into how to coach that play, the fundamentals, is always... There's 1,000 plays out there.
Green Bay general manager Brian Gutekunst confirmed Tuesday that the Packers were the team that had made the proposal. In other NFL news, Bills receiver Khalil Shakir has agreed to a four-year contract extension worth up to $60.2 million, and the Commanders have given two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen permission to seek a trade. North Carolina coach Hubert Davis has signed a two-year extension running through the 2029-30 season. Davis has also hired basketball agent Jim Tanner as the men's basketball program's executive director and general manager. The school announced Tanner's hiring Tuesday. That came roughly 3 weeks after Davis talked about plans to hire a GM. UNC also has posted an updated contract for Davis on its official athletic site. That deal was reached in July and signed in December. It includes a pay raise, with Davis averaging $3.2 million in base and supplemental pay through June 2030.
I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Syria's National Dialogue Conference has reached a series of recommendations aimed at safeguarding Syria's sovereignty, advancing political and economic development, and addressing the challenges facing the country. Osama Abu Zaid, researcher and participant, tells the AP, the discussions are very encouraging, the participants emphasizing the issue of separation of powers, so that the head of the executive authority, who's the president of the republic, does not have any authority over the judicial authority or the legislative authority. The organizers say some 600 people from across the country were invited to the conference, hosted by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, which led the offensive that ousted Bashar Assad in December. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.